This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's bring on Aditi. Aditi Kingabwala joins us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Aditi, hello.
Good morning, but I only heard it this second half of Lima's sentence right there. What is so harmful to the locker room?
Because we had to read your tweet. It came out yesterday. It came out on Friday. And I said, boy, this is some damning stuff. And I read
some
it on
nice
Friday.
Background.
It was some damning
some
stuff.
Some very nice background.
Yeah, but I mean, that's... I mean, there's proud men in the locker room. They could read that, and there's certainly guys who are veterans on that offensive side of that locker room who could read that and not take too kindly to that. Is this a situation that can become undone? Can we go back to the way things used to be?
I mean, clearly the Browns paid him, and they paid him so much money to give him a certain amount of power in a certain amount of role that is expected of him there. So, you know, and it's really funny because I shared that tweet as sort of context, really. And the bigger point to me was that in a game of chicken, Myles Garrett is one of those players that really could sort of let this hang, kind of let this go on. And I'm pretty sure that we shared that in our game when he had told us that. This was before, I believe it was before the Bengals game, not the Chargers game. The first Bengals game. I think that's when he told us it. But I'm pretty sure we said it on air at the time because he was pretty unapologetic about it. And I don't know, you know, clearly it's a frustration that had been brewing at some point, but, you know, we can kind of be blithe and say he's going to think whatever you want him to think with a paycheck like that. But I'd like to believe that whatever the conversation was with the Browns, he does actually believe in the vision forward because he made that such a big deal.
Yeah, I think
that's what he's, yeah.
Yeah, Didi, that's what we're curious about because we'll never know. What was the offer, you know, a month ago? Did it change? Was there a no trade clause in there? You know, what was the point of Miles going through all of this? And so I'll just ask you, I know it's really just an opinion because it's going to be impossible for us to truly know, but what do you think changed? What made Miles go through this with the fans and the team over the last month?
I mean, that would only be speculation.
Sure.
I don't know. And I would never want to sit here and say, I would never want to call someone insincere and say that this is just a negotiating ploy or this was just an attempt to get what he wants. I mean, this is something that Miles has been talking about sort of since the end of the season. And, you know, we're seeing this season, you know, we saw this in the division also with Joe Burrow. I'll say that. Joe Burrow has kind of put his team on notice that you better make sure to sign the people that we need here. And I don't think that he's saying that as some sort of insincere tactic or negotiating ploy. I think that a player who is truly invested in how the team does, who feels that he is one of the team's best players, is going to use his voice if possible. Now, for me to say whether I agree or disagree with how Miles's camp handled all of this, I mean, that's a personal thing. And it's funny how the court of public opinion, you know, like last week, I can't remember who put it out first. I know Mary Kay Cabot had confirmed it, that Miles had allegedly requested a meeting with Jimmy Haslam, and that Jimmy Haslam had said, you know, I'm going to let Andrew Berry handle this. It's funny, I read that, guys, as a positive thing. I thought, here's an owner who's saying, I'm not going to interfere. I'm going to have my general manager's back, and I'm going to let the general manager do his job. But I can't tell you how many people frame that as a completely negative thing. So much of this is sort of, how are you framing it, and what narrative are you choosing to believe?
Aditi Kingabala joining us here in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Highlight. You know, Aditi, that's kind of what I was wondering, because I'm going, if it was just about the money, why didn't he come out and say it was about the money? And Everybody would have been fine. And then I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. It could have very well have been about both. I don't think that these are all black and white issues, where he wanted more money. Well, the Browns are just willing to throw money at him. But I think he was kind of thinking, well, if I can get traded there in a situation where anybody could see it, they could raise a white flag on the season and go ahead and play for the future and get ready to rebuild, and that he would be a major cog, and that he's the only one, I think he knows his worth, he's the only one that they could get a first-round pick or multiple first-round picks for in a trade scenario,
several, I'm cutting you off, but I talked to several personnel people who said Myles Garrett would have been worth two first-rounders plus a day-two pick.
So I think that he would know that. And my guess was, all right, either I'm going to get a lot of money or I'm going to get sent to a contender, because I think he has to look at it and go, I'm the only player that's worth eating that tremendous dead salary cap hit, because you would get so much back in return. You would restart your franchise.
Yeah, but again, I mean, we'll have to wait and see what he says. And I'm sure, you know, the Cleveland media is really good. They will ask him, what changed your mind? What did you hear that makes you feel good about the quarterback position? What did you hear that makes you believe in this team contending for a Super Bowl? I'm sure they'll ask him. I'd love to hear what he says about that. But I mean, look, this is like when Deshaun Watson got that huge guaranteed deal. And, you know, I was told that he felt that the pieces in Cleveland were so much better than any of the three teams, and this is what he really liked, and he appreciated the football conversation with Kevin Stefanski, and there was all of that, but at the end of the day, yeah, that was a really, really, really nice paycheck right there.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So the thing with Myles Garrett, though, is the one thing I would say, Myles is going to get that paycheck. You know, you saw what Max Crosby got. So even if Myles had gone elsewhere, I'm pretty sure he would have, his camp would have been able to negotiate a bank-breaking deal, a deal that made him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the league. That's just the player that he is. So maybe this is naive of me, maybe this is idealistic, but I want to believe that he was sort of brought back into the fold for more than just the money. But I don't know, you guys could laugh at me. You could tell me that that seems ridiculous.
Well, Aditi is with us right now on the hotline. I don't think it's ridiculous. What I am struggling with here, as someone who's excited that we finally got some good Browns news for the first time in 4 months, we had something to call a win, even though it's in March and it's free agency, and the Browns are actually not a better football team today than they were yesterday. They just, you know, gave out more money. So there are fans who've hit us up that have said they can't trust him. They now think it's all about the money, when before he's saying it's all about winning. You know, what should we say to people like that who had their feelings hurt over this?
I mean, that's the nature. Gosh, I remember, you know, I'll use T.J. Watt as an example. When T.J. Watt did his hold-in several years ago, when he's up for a new deal, he was at training camp every single day. He did all the individual drills. He just didn't do any of the team stuff. And the vitriol from Steelers fans and the number of people who said he's a player, he should just take what he gets, and why should the Steelers change? The reason that there was a hold in there, by the way, was that the Steelers would never guarantee money beyond the first year. And TJ was not good with that. And the number of fans who said, well, the Steelers have been doing business a certain way, he's just got to get on board with that. And I remember I was very vocal on the other side of that, saying that this is ridiculous. Just because you've done business one way doesn't mean that you continue doing business that way. And then they finally did sign TJ Watt. And week one, they were up in Buffalo, and TJ had a monstrous game and kind of sealed the game at the end of the game, forcing, I believe, a fumble. Anyway, he had a monster game, and the fans loved him, and that was the end of it. And the fans have loved him since. You know, it's like you play well and you win, and fans get over all of those things. They really do. I don't think anyone's going to sit here and hold any of this against Myles Garrett. And also, Myles Garrett is just—he's a different guy. You know, he's always had, it's funny, my producer who was with me when Myles Garrett was first drafted and we were there in Cleveland called me yesterday, and he said, from the very beginning, this was a guy that talked about books and he talked about this. And I said, yeah, you know, he's just, there are other things that fuel him, but I hope, you know, and he said this to our crew then, which I included in that tweet, that he said that this is his purpose until it's not. I hope that this money continues to cement that this is indeed his purpose, And perhaps that makes the way that he views his responsibility to the team a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Aditi, I got to ask you this, it's non-Browns related, but Adam Schefter reporting today. Steelers continue to talk to Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, but Aaron Rodgers has emerged as a quarterback option in Pittsburgh, per his league sources. Rodgers and the Steelers are expected to talk and explore a union. The idea of Rodgers playing for Mike Tomlin is in play. Aaron Rodgers, if he ends up with the Steelers, your thoughts?
It would be because they destroyed things with Justin Fields. Justin Fields is the guy that at the end of the season, the majority of the staff and the people in that building, he was their target. Mm-hmm. However, Justin Fields has a little bit of mistrust, or there was a bit of a sting that when Fields started last year, he did everything that was prescribed of him by his coaches. He never tried to step out of that and do anything flashier. He had success through the first six games. Obviously, Mike Tomlin made the decision to switch to Russell Wilson because he had promised Russell Wilson the starting job. But late in the season, as the offense started to unravel, and there was strong sentiment from assistant coaches and players to go back to Justin Fields, Mike Tomlin wouldn't do it. So Justin Fields learned a lot all season. I know that he was very comfortable with the offense. He grew a lot. The offensive staff really does believe in him, but this could be another situation like last year with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph, where the quarterback feels that the head coach reneged on sort of what was said or what the best options are for the team. And so Justin Fields is exploring the market out there, as he should. And should he go elsewhere and try something else, it would be a statement that once again, the Steelers, who have mismanaged the quarterback situation since the end of Ben Roethlisberger's career, are again doing so. And if Aaron Rodgers is here, great. You know, like, I personally like Aaron Rodgers, but he's not going to help the leadership situation in the Steelers locker room. He's not at the stage of his career to be the mentor. He expects everybody to show up and be professional. And I cannot imagine. I just don't see Aaron Rodgers and George Pickens coexisting the way that George Pickens has behaved since he's been.
He expects everybody to show up except when he wants to go to Egypt at the beginning of training camp. Come on, you know I had to throw that in there. Aditi, we thank you so much for the time. We love you. Take care. We'll talk to you again very soon.
All right. Have fun.
Yes, ma'am. Aditi Kikabwala on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from CBS Sports.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.